Okay, good morning, everybody. So this will be the last Tehillim before Yantif, and we've been focusing on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and reading Tehillim in light of that. And I think we found that it's pretty straightforward, but I don't know that it gets any more straightforward than today. Mizmor Ayin Hey of Tehillim Namnatzeach Al Tashchis Mizmor LeAsaf Shir Hodinu L'cha Elokim. We give Hoda'a to Hashem Hodinu V'Karov Shemecha. You are very close to us. And so we give gratitude, Sipru Niflosecha, and they will tell of your Niflos. That is the mitzvah that we will accomplish on Motzei Shabbos and on Sunday night. Mitzvah Sashlis Ol Torah, the Saper Benisim Beniflos, Shanasu Lavosenu, Bilel Chamisha Asar Benisan Bemitzrayim, Shanemar Zachar Seyamazet. That's the language of the Rambam, Sipru Niflosecha. And the rest of the Mizmor goes on to describe how Rishaim, who were so confident in their position, as we discussed yesterday, Paro so arrogantly saying, Mi Hashem asher eshma b'kolo lo yadati es Hashem v'gam b'sisrael lo ashaleach. And there's a warning in the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of course, not just for enemies of the past, but enemies of the future. Amarti laholulim, this is Pasuk Hey, Al Taholu. So I said to those who were being frivolous, those who were celebrating their antagonism to Jewish people and of God, Al Taholu, that you shouldn't react this way. V'l'rashoyim al tarimu keren. Don't think that you're going to always be on top. Al tarimu l'amarom karnechem tadabru v'tzavar atak. Don't be arrogant with respect to God. Ki lo mimotza mimara v'lo mimidbar harim. Because ultimately, the person doesn't lift themselves up. Ki Elohim Shofet, God is the true judge. Ze Yashpil, just go ask Paro. Right? So this one is lowered. Vze Yarim, and this one is lifted up. Me Ashpos Yarim Evyon, we'll say during the Hallel, right? After Mariv, B'ni'imo V'zmira, as the Shulchan Aruch writes, we'll say it, of course, at the Haggadah, we'll say it on the first day of Pesach, right? Mekimi Me'afar Dal, Me'ashpos yarim evyon, ze'yashpil v'ze'yarim. A person is never too low for God to lift them, and a person is never too high that God can't see to it that they are humbled. Ki chos b'yad Hashem. Right, this is the image of the Dalet Kosos. For us, it was the Dalet Kosos of Geula, but for Mitzrayim, it was Kosos shel Tar'ela. They had to drink from the bitter chalice of divine vengeance and justice. V'yayin chamar malei mesach v'yagar mizach shmerah yimtzu yishtu kol rishay aretz. The rishay aretz are going to have to get a drink from a very bitter kos, as we say, shvoch hamascha l'agayim asher lo yida'ucha, instead of this idea of kosi rivayav, an overflowing kos of geula, right? V'almamachos asher b'shimcha kara lo kara ugi achal as Yaakov v'esnaveo hisham v'shvoch aleihem zamecha, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu's klalos will come pouring down on them. But of course, v'ani agid le'olam azamralu v'yakov, we will recite the Hallel, as we will indeed recite the Hallel starting on Motzei Shabbos and continuing on through the Siddurim. And then, of course, even though we don't have a formal obligation in the same way, but for the remaining days of Chol HaMoed and Acharon Shel Chag as well, not the full Hallel, but at least the half Hallel, v'chol karnei rishoyim agadei, and God will cut down those who are wicked, tiromamna karnos tzaddik, and the righteous one will be elevated. As the Pasuk said, ki Elohim shofet, that God is the judge, zayashpil v'zayarim. This one is lowered and this one is raised up. And this is why telling the story is so important. Sometimes our children can be given the impression from life that it pays, you know, to cheat, to lie, to steal, to cut corners, to take shortcuts, to try to exploit other people the way that, perhaps not to the extent, but the way that Paro exploited the Jewish people and thought that he was going to get away with it. Right? Lo yadati es Hashem, mi Hashem asher eshma b'kolo. Paro thought that he was running the world. And part of the Vigat to Levincha is to tell the story that there is divine justice. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvah Kuf Nun Zayin, when he discusses the Mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Rambam makes a point of discussing this aspect of Eich Lakach Hashem Nikmasenu Meyam, that the Rishayim aren't going to get away with it forever. And that's an important lesson for our children to internalize as well. V'ani agid le'olam azamralu heYaakov, that the wicked ones are not going to last forever. Mitzrayim gave way to Bavel, and Bavel to Paras, and Paras to Yavan, and Yavan to Edom. Ve'ad hayom hazeh, they've come and they've gone, and we're still here. You know, to tell the story, as David HaMelech says at the very beginning of this mizmor, Sipru niflosacha, tell of your glory and of your wonders. And we continue to do that to this very day, against all odds. But because, of course, Kielokim Shofet, Zayash Biel V'Zayarim, then we're not the ones who are pulling the strings, but of course Hashem is indeed the one who is controlling the world. I want to wish everybody a good Shabbos, a Chag Kasher V'Sameach. We look forward to continuing our study of Tehillim. It's been such a pleasure to look at Tehillim through the lens of Inyana Diyoma, Sholshim Yom Kodim Achag, Sholim Adarshim Bilchos Achag. Really dominates our mentality, and so it's been such a pleasure to learn Tehillim from this vantage point together with you.